Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast series entitled Replacing Wall Street with Main Street. I'm your host, Jeff Rediger, and our mission is to bring education and value to the general public that otherwise wouldn't get out there. My guest today is Eric Ramberg. Eric, thank you for joining me.
Sure. How are you doing today, Jeff?
I'm doing good. So the session today that I want to get into is an area that is overlooked by many. And with your experience in your planning firm focusing on military personnel, Department of Defense, and VA employees, basic estate planning is something that is overlooked. And what I always find interesting is why more people don't take care of this. So before we get into that subject, give us a little background on yourself, your military history, and your financial services firm, and then we'll get into why everybody needs a basic estate plan.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I'll keep it brief. I don't want to bore everyone with my history. I was in the Marines back in the late 80s, early 90s, and then about 8 years, 10 with the inactive reserve. Got out and went into the utility construction industry and stayed there for about 15 years until that industry consolidated, sold out, and got into the insurance industry. I've been here about 15 years on the insurance side. Matriculated into estate planning. Estate planning is an underserved industry. It sort of combines with why people don't go to it. People think estate planning is just for the rich and complicated assets, but it's not. Estate planning is really for everybody. You really need to have your affairs in order while you're living so you can make sure your money and your benefits go to the right places and your property goes to the right places, doesn't get hung up in probate. You can even suffer negative losses in something in terms of a divorce if your estate is not planned properly. So there's a lot of important things to take care of. And of course, estate planning sort of also gives that end of life type environment where it's not the most pleasant thing to figure out, but, it's something important for everyone, regardless of your income level.
So one of your areas of planning that you focus on because of your, military service is military personnel as well as veterans. So how do you help facilitate, when it comes to just a general estate plan, somebody doesn't even have a will, how can you help facilitate this?
Well, we have software. Today, fortunately, it's very easy. There's a lot of software. We can get a will done, lickety-split, then within 5 or 10 minutes if it's a very simple estate. If there's more involved, maybe it takes a half hour to an hour. But with software today, it's very simple. We enter information. The software is compliant in all 50 states. It's cloud-based, which is continually updating on a national level. So we're, on top of all local, state, and federal laws and all tax laws, which are important. And, you get the software prints out your will, your estate plan. You get it notarized, then you're all set. And then you can keep updating it. As things change, assets change, life events change, you just log back in and you get it done. Give us a call; we can help you out. And it's an ongoing thing, but it's very simple. It's not like the old days where you had to go to the lawyer and sit down with all your books and receipts and this and that, and pay $5,000 and walk out with a whole notebook full of documents. Today we can get it done very quickly, and very very few documents. And you can store them online in a cloud where you don't have to worry about them getting lost.
So in talking to you and others that are affiliated with helping facilitate these plans, it's similar to TurboTax on the basic income tax side, correct?
Yeah, that'd be fair to say. That's a good comparison.
Yep. And so what we want to let the audience know is we're not attorneys. We don't even pretend to be, but we're here to help organize and facilitate this process with estate planning, attorney-driven documents behind us. And what we have found more often than not is that it's less costly, somebody like Eric that focuses and is a advisor can help you facilitate it. And then it's ongoing, like he said. So it's not going to be every time you have to make a change or update, you're not having to, you know, call the law firm that you work with and then invoice you. So I think we're onto something. And especially as an advocate for military personnel and veterans, this is overlooked and something that I think it's awesome that Eric and his practice provide. So, Eric, somebody wants to get a hold of you. They're listening in. They caught this podcast. What's the best way for them to contact you if they'd like to learn more?
Well, use the links on the podcast, and you can get a hold of me at 888-545-8840, extension 727.
727, 888-545-8840-727. So,
yep.
Well, I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. I'd also like to tee up our next session. So we're going to get into a little more detail, Eric and I, on our next broadcast. The five key decisions that need to be made when putting a will and trust together. So look for that next episode to drop with Eric and I. And again, thanks, Eric.
All right, Jeff. Good talking with you.
All right. Thank you. We'll be right back.